This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, sir. I was going to say hello, sir. Hello, good sir. Welcome back.
Thank you. And
we're doing these news things back to back because the other piece of news to come out of Mr. He's called Moore's Law is Dead. And we did the other half of this where this is an industry insider doing a big old podcast called Broken Silicon, where he just fired off the reveals left, right and centre, the first of which being that the Metal Gear Solid remake is going ahead. And the other one being that Silent Hills has begun production, that Hideo Kojima is continuing it. Rather large bombshell of a thing. But he says that he's been sitting on it for a while. Now, it is worth qualifying that this guy's sources have been proven right before. He was the guy that confirmed that God of War 2 / God of War Ragnarok was coming. And, you know, he's sort of chimed in on various things over the years. But yeah, he sort of said on his podcast that Hideo Kojima has begun work on Silent Hills after reaching an agreement between Sony and Konami. The assumption, I saw this from the Screen Rant write-up, but I couldn't find this specifically in the audio podcast, is that Konami are letting him continue the work that he started back when he was with them, so it will be a continuation of the Silent Hills, you know, the PT, the stuff that we got with that initial teaser thing. The Moore's Law guy said that it's almost entirely confirmed, said that he hasn't actually talked to a specific developer on the project, but he does have trusted sources to say that it's going to go forward. And also the big thing is that it's assumedly going to be announced at the Game Awards, because obviously Kojima has this big sort of love-in relationship with Mr. Keighley, and if they want something huge to happen at the VGAs, apparently it's all going to come together there.
I can't do it, Scott, man. I can't. This is like the Ross and Rachel like storyline of this year's
Who
gaming rumors.
Who do end up together eventually?
News. They do eventually. After a lot of heartache for the viewer, which I guess in this situation is me. Like we've reported on this multiple times this year from a bunch of different sources. Some people say it's on, some people say it's off. It's now back on, and I just hope it's true because, like everyone, I want to see a continuation of Silent Hill in general for one, but Silent Hills in particular for another. And the fact that, you know, Kojima and a bunch of other talented artists have been teasing this apparent horror game that they're working on together, but they haven't named it or said what it is. I've got to know, is it Silent Hills? That would be awesome. If it's not, it's still a horror game from Kojima, which will be awesome. I think this would just be such a good bombshell to kind of end the year on and give PlayStation fans something to look forward to and a reason to want to get a PlayStation 5 in the new year, because that thing has such a cult following around it. Like, even this morning when I woke up, like, it's not often that gaming news gets on my like Twitter feed, but like this rumor was doing the rounds and it was like everywhere, because I feel like it's almost, actually I called it a cult thing, but I think it's exploded beyond that, like the mythology around it, like the legacy around it, the fact that, you know, you can't play a PT but people like me and you bill it as one of the scariest experiences of the entire generation.
Totally.
It's just formulated this desire to see what could have been. And if Sony had managed to get that, it's like just an excuse to print money, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I think even people would just buy it out of curiosity because it's such this fabled thing, like I said.
It's like, yeah, it is. It's damn near mythical at this point. I mean, when I was reviewing the PS5, so far, I think only me and Greg Miller tried this with our review units for the PlayStation 5. We both tried to get on
PC. That.
I was successful. He wasn't. And that's the thing. Like, Konami stepped in and deleted the the ability to play it on the PlayStation 5. But if you check our channel, Greg wasn't successful. I was. But there's some footage of that where you can see PT running on a PS5. And that's been taken off, though, and Konami stepped in with that. So the assumption was that Konami were like, we're not doing this. We don't care. Stop pretending this is a thing. We don't want this to be out there. But what if that was also more towards, no, it's going ahead properly, and we don't want this in progress version of it, this beta version of it, or whatever you would call the PT teaser thing, and they're actually going to go forward with it properly. It seems like you said, there's so much money on the table. Like, it's this big near mythical thing that everybody knows about, and even if you weren't there at the time, you've heard about it. Even if you're, Mr. Pachinko or Mr. Konami, there's so much money there to just sort of just sit back and let someone else do all the hard work, do all the heavy lifting, and you can just take your check at the end of the week. Like, what business wouldn't take that? Like, it's too obvious. It's too much of an open goal. It's too much money to just have.
Of course it is, Scott, but also I would argue that it was also too much of an open goal back in 2015 and Konami balked at it then, you know what I mean? That's the issue. It's the biggest hurdle I have to get over, and I guess everyone else to believe this has to get over, is whether or not this is the same Konami we're talking about that allegedly booted Kojima from Metal Gear Solid 5, cut all ties, and then canned PT. And not only canned PT, but pretended it didn't exist and tried to scrub it from every marketplace and every console that they could. Like, how much have they progressed since then? Would Kojima even want to work on it after all of that supposed apparent bad blood on the project? I don't know. As a fan, I can only hope that they've overcome whatever differences they had and they've realized that there is too much money on the table. There's too much of a chance for this game to be like incredible and kickstart potentially another new franchise. And I think on Sony's perspective, I can imagine them potentially giving Kojima a bit of a nudge to do it, because whilst I love Death Stranding and I think it's one of the best games of the generation, like, it didn't sell as well as they wanted to, apparently. No. Apparently it wasn't like what they expected from the next big Kojima project.
First so I week was great that. And then it fell off after that.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't like, a release on the same success as Ghost of Tsushima this year, for instance. I'm sure it did admirable, but, not Metal Gear numbers. But Silent Hills, I think, would pull near Metal Gear numbers. So I wonder whether Sony's kind of there going like, come on, Kojima, we gave you all this money to make Death Stranding. You got all your pals in. Come on, why don't you go back to Silent Hills? Come on, we'll be the middleman.
This is why we got you in.
This is why we really got you, you know what I mean? Yeah, we'll be the marriage counsellor. We'll smooth over the differences. You don't even have to talk to Konami. We'll just give you the stuff. You make the game. Do what you want. And maybe that's a way that they've gotten around it. I can only hope, because I suppose the other rumour, which hasn't gone away, is that Sony are also making a Silent Hill game that is made by the people who made the original game, at least the original creator, the original composer and stuff like that. So that's also not gone away. That's apparently still on the cards in some form. So I wonder whether these two things can coexist and whether or not that makes them either more likely or less likely. I don't know.
Well, there's two things with this. Like, one, have Sony just been playing the long game? Like, when Sony signed Hideo Kojima, it was always like, in the wake of the post-Konami stuff. And if you dive into what happened between Kojima and Konami, I forget the dude's name, but there was a specific executive that apparently, reportedly, whatever, was the guy that fell out with Kojima. And he was the guy that was like, just, I'm not a fan of this dude anymore and I want to get rid of him. And there was all this sort of speculation, conversations around how much Metal Gear Solid 5's budget was out of control. And, there was this dude that was just like, you've had a laugh and you've made a game and you've not finished it properly and I'm done, I'm sick of this and I'm sick of you.
Yeah.
And I think that on the Sony side, they sort of snapped him up and we were all like, cool, Hideo Kojima's going to get to continue making games. What if the Sony long game has been them just going like, if we get him in and, he's going to do Silent Hills eventually. And also they can roll that into, because it's not like Capcom haven't re-embraced Resident Evil. Like, we already know from that massive Capcom leak that there's multiple new Resident Evil projects coming. Resident Evil Outrage or whatever is the next one for, I think it's next year. If Sony can make Silent Hill their first party horror Resident Evil contender, then that is such a massive get. And like I said, it's like they've been playing the long game. Like, they got this guy in who's, it's not like he didn't put his heart and soul into PT anyway, or the potential of Silent Hills. Like, it's Kojima. He's got a million ideas that are so close to his heart. Like, if this has been the thing that they've been planning for, what, 3 years now? Then that could be incredible. The other side of this podcast thing is just sort of, you know, noting that if he, you know, goes forward with announcing this stuff straight away, he's only been working on it for like a month or whatever. But Death Stranding was announced like, I think, 6 months after the acquisition. So it's not like he seems to know exactly what he wants to make after he's, you know, locked something in. So I guess it's kind of going to be all to play for the Video Game Awards. But what do you think of the whole, they've just been planning all of this. It's been sort of ducks in a row for a long time.
I mean, if you get someone like Kojima, obviously you want them to try new things. That name brand holds a lot of value, but you can, if you're an executive, you have to be secretly hoping that you could get him to work on some of these projects, or at least endorse some of these projects. Like, we just did the video on the Metal Gear Solid remake. Like, not only could you have this Silent Hills project, but you could have this remake coming out. You'd have Kojima in-house, who says, he comes out in interviews and says, like, yes, this is faithful, this is amazing, you should buy and play this. Just having him there by association gives it more authenticity and more validity, and hopefully makes it play better with fans. So I do, I imagine that was always part of the long-term strategy in some form. Whether or not it was all a secret conspiracy to get Silent Hills back in production, probably not. That's probably just a happy accident, but it's one that I'm hopeful about, like, going ahead. And yeah, I do think, sorry, go.
Oh no, sorry, I'm just, my mind's going everywhere with this stuff. I'm just, I'm thinking of like how involved he is in on Sony's side, but I'm thinking it's something more related to the Metal Gear thing. We'll very quickly plug, me and Josh have a separate News Lads podcast called The News Lads, because this is The News Lads, that you should all go check out. That's over on every podcast service, you know, Spotify and Podbean and iTunes and whatever, so get subscribed to that, because we'll dive into this stuff more. Back over to you though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, great plug. Like, I'm really looking forward to doing that today. We're going to go absolutely mad with these rumors. But yeah, like the Game Awards announcement sort of time frame, it's not entirely out of the question as far as I'm concerned, because of how quickly Death Stranding was announced. Like, we were waiting for that game for years. We were getting one cinematic trailer after another. Like, if you remember, the first Death Stranding trailer that came out, Kojima hadn't even decided what game engine he was going to make the game on. Like, that's how early it was. It was so ridiculous. But I don't think that negatively impacted the hype. It just gave us something to look forward to. And it made those trailer reveals feel like an event every time. And I think with Silent Hills, it's a game that people will just want to know exists, and if you're in the long-term console selling game, which Sony is in this critical period, you know, at launch where they're going to have new stock in, you know, later this year, at the start of next year, you need to give fans like games to look forward to. It's not like we've already got enough. We still got God of War, we still got Horizon, we got stuff like that, but to get like Silent Hills, it's just another jewel in the crown, isn't it? It's just something big to drop at the end of the year for fans to look forward to.
Yeah, and another thing, because obviously it's part of the same podcast where he mentions the Metal Gear Solid remake as well, and he talks about Metal Gear coming at the end of 2021, and he does mention Silent Hills for 2021, but then he talks about obviously things being delayed. There is no way, but I'd never say never, but surely there's no way that something, the Silent Hill project, could be turned around in a year. But I think it's more likely that they would, you know, this is in reference again to the Metal Gear stuff, and that they wanted to do the Metal Gear remake to contend with something like Halo Infinite at the end of next year. And I kind of wonder whether they would just throw in, oh, and by the way, Silent Hills is coming in 2022, or it's coming very, very soon.
Yeah.
All these reasons to stick with PlayStation when the, you know, the competition is going to be heating up with Microsoft finally revealing Halo Infinite, assumedly that, you know, comes out next year. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the Silent Hills project finally going forward. The original one that Kojima started back with Konami, is that the thing you want to see, or would you rather he did something else with that general IP going forward? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free.
warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.